Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. It looks like I am having a technicality, and that's okay. The cameras are not showing the current view there. We'll get our crack team of producers on that. But it is the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Ian Freeman has the night off.
He's going to spend a lovely holiday evening with his new wife.
And he should.
Yes.
Absolutely, considering.
And she should make cookies.
She should.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Have you had her snickerdoodles?
I have not, because I've been on the diet, if you will.
Yeah.
Now, I dropped about 30 pounds last year in the first 3 months of the year. I'm up like 7 from that because I sort of got
from
off.
From the
30.
From the low.
From the low, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm up like 7 because I got off the diet around the Turkey Day.
Yep.
And, you know, had stuffing and cookies and
yep.
potatoes.
It's holidays.
Some things are just worth
and
it.
Rice and, you know, pasta. Like, I know that's not Turkey Day stuff, but I'm like, well, if I'm off the diet.
When are you going back on the diet?
Well, I'm kind of half back on it right now. The thing that I haven't done is quit the drinking. The drinking seems to like interfere with the weight loss. So,
oh yeah.
So if I continue eating the style,
why I quit drinking.
The style that I have, I can maintain the weight loss,
mm-hmm.
but I don't continue to lose. It's only when I quit the drinking that I continue to lose. So I'm just going to sort of muddle through the holidays here.
Yeah.
I'm sort of on the diet until
I
we'll
think
call
that's
it
fair.
Christmas.
So you want to quit drinking so you can be a loser?
Yes. One time in my life, I set out to be a loser.
And it begins by stopping alcohol.
I actually succeeded. So, like, if you set out to become a loser and you succeed, have you failed?
I don't know.
Yeah. At any rate.
How do you win that? That's a no-win situation.
Well, it's a win for me because, you know, health is a factor. I come from a family of, well, large people. And so this is I'm one of the smaller
ones.
Is
that a Wisconsin thing? Or
well,
is
I mean,
that just a captain. Is that a kick-ass thing?
A little of both, I think, because you know the family is generations of Wisconsin, and you know you go all the way back until like folks came over from like Germany on like the boats,
mm-hmm.
or there's some French Canadian in my family as well, so they came through kind of the same way on the boats, and you know came up through you know Canada and that kind of a thing. There's a little bit of Swedish in my family somewhere because I
can't imagine that you're in the you know in Wisconsin or Minnesota without having some.
Yeah, they call it the Midwestern look for a reason.
Right, and like the diet and the culture there is all like beer, bratwurst. Right,
and
sausages, cheese. You know, it's all the carbs. Right, potatoes, rice, pasta, that kind of a thing. So there's a bit of a cultural thing to it, but my we'll call it genetic family all are predisposed to being fat bastards, and so I'm trying to be one of the slim ones. And I'm doing for the rest of my family. I'm doing fine for regular everyday people. I'm not right. So like it's. How do you want to look at it, right? Either way, I'm trying to improve my health, so.
But I think that it's fair to take off during the holidays. I mean, people are going to be, you know, the pushers are going to be pushing everything that there is to push upon you in this time frame. And you might as well.
Already have, yeah.
If you already know the secret to weight loss for yourself, which is, mind you, a valuable piece of information.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you know the secret to weight loss for yourself, then at the very least, you know how you can implement it. And you know you can go back on December 26th or January 2nd.
It'll be January 2 when I, you know, quit the drinking again and go back on the diet hardcore for at least 3 months.
Did you find headaches were an issue when you began drinking again?
I had none of that.
Okay,
in fact, I expected my tolerance to be lowered because, Well, I have a kind of a high tolerance, being the type of person that I am, rock and roll guy. I've been drinking since I was 12 years old, basically. I've obtained a pretty high tolerance. There's not a whole lot of people. Pequus and I have gone drink for drink at Pork Fest.
Pequus is one of the biggest men I've ever met in my life.
He can keep up with me.
And muscles and bone, just handle alcohol better. Yeah. So,
But I think
if you can go drink for drink with Pequus.
No, I think I got him.
You're beating men of greater.
He does actually have me by a little, which is saying something.
Yeah, it's saying a lot.
Maybe like one, if it's a scale of 1 to 10.
You see, I outdrank everyone in Colorado, had to go outsource my competition
to the state with the number one alcohol sales per person.
That's why they can't legalize cannabis.
In Wisconsin, keg parties are so popular, even before kids go to college and that kind of a thing, that you go to these keg parties and there's 3, 4, 5, 10 kegs, depending on the party that you go to. And so then I go to Minneapolis for audio engineering, right? I stayed there for a couple, 2, 3 years. But, the drinking culture is still there, too.
Uh-huh.
I moved to Seattle, and the first year that I'm there, I get invited to, a New Year's party. And it's at some, bike courier service. It's a garage underneath a building where they've just sort of moved everything out of the way. And they're like, yeah, we're going to have, three bands here, and there will be beer. And I'm like, oh, really? And they're like, yeah, the keg is going to be set up. And I'm like, sorry, keg?
Right.
Right, singular, and yeah, and of course they ran out, right?
Shocking, right?
And they knew no different.
But it was myself and a couple other dudes who moved with me from the Midwest, who were all avid drinkers by 22, 23 years old, however old we were when I moved there, and all the other people who are drinking are like, there's some people passed out, there's a girl puking because she had 2 beers or whatever, and the three of us are just standing there after our 10th beer or something going, pointing at everybody, laugh at them, look at these lightweights, kind of a thing. So there's definitely a drinking culture.
Doing involved. That alcoholic laugh.
yeah. So... Yeah, alcohol interferes with weight loss, at least for me personally, and so among other things, right? But what it does is it actually interrupts the body's ability to either get into ketosis, if you're going with the keto, or its ability to burn fat, because it just sort of interrupts all the other processes. Your body will take the alcohol and process it first before doing anything else, and so it needs to sort of
the liver needs to go to work immediately on that.
Right.
Yeah, that's one of those things that always struck me when it's like, oh, only 5 carbs, 0 carbohydrates, and it's like, okay,
net carbs,
but it's alcohol. Right. Alcohol is literally fuel, and your body treats it like fuel.
Yeah, it doesn't happen to everybody. Like, some people can get on these things and lose weight and drink, right? There's Tim Ferriss put together something that is sort of a variation of the ketosis diet. It allows legumes, for example, relies heavily on, refried beans, that type of a thing, and actually says have a glass, maybe 2 glasses of wine every night. Right?
Wow.
Just do it. Tim Ferriss put together this thing where, instead of going to, doctors and physicians, he went and surveyed, people. What worked for you? What worked for you? What worked for you? And he took the results of all these surveys of people, what worked for them, and put together, generally speaking, the most common things that worked for people to lose weight, put together a diet based on those things, tried it himself along with several other people, found that it worked for that particular test group, and then published it was part of a book that he wrote. If you're not familiar with Tim Ferriss, go ahead and search him online.
I'm not familiar with
He's a smart dude.
But I can tell you it's basically the opposite of what I did to lose weight. I went from 215 to 180, 85, thereabouts, and I did it by quitting alcohol, doing saunas, and doing cold plunges.
Oh, nice.
So,
yeah.
If you sit in there as long as possible, your body has to work really hard in that cold plunge to heat you back up.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's what the sauna's for.
different things work for different people. I tried the Tim Ferriss diet pretty hardcore before I moved here when I was in Seattle, and I lost 10 pounds in 90 days, and I'm like, it's not really what I'm looking for, right? I hear about all these people getting on these different things, you know, carnivore and keto and, you know, all these things. Like, just
drop keto, you can drop weight.
Well, and that's what worked for me last year. I got on the keto thing. I just cut out all the carbs. I didn't do any of the keto substitutes either, right? There's all this crap out there that, like,
bars.
Keto bread and keto, you know, wrapped. Yeah. And I'm like,
zero
just,
net carbs.
Yeah, I'm just not going to do any of that. I'm just going to not eat carbs, period. And lo and behold, it worked. So, 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts. I see we have somebody on hold right now. It's the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Bring up anything you want to. More coming up.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live. It is the Saturday night edition. Ian Freeman has the night off. For what reason, you might ask? Perhaps you haven't tuned into Free Talk Live all week, or even the week before, or perhaps you're just discovering Free Talk Live right now. You've jumped in your car, you're in a rental car or something, and you know, station was on, and now you're hearing Free Talk Live. Mr. Freeman has been under the gun of the federal government at what we're calling the Crypto 6 trial. And so he's been through a hell of a
week. You can find out more at thecrypto6.com.
Yes, please visit thecrypto6.com. And I have a message to anybody who's come to New Hampshire for the Greater Freedom Movement, but I think we'll talk about that maybe top of hour two or hour three. At any rate, he's sort of had a hell of a week, and so we thought, hey, you know what? Take a day off. Enjoy it. Enjoy Saturday with your wife. You know, you guys have...
I'm still not used to calling Bonnie his wife. I married them. I'm not used to it.
She seems to enjoy it.
You
so.
Wed them. This yes, is in Utah.
That's true. You're right. I wed them.
In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, joining me.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Mark Edge. Thanks. Founder of Free Talk Live.
Thanks to Mark Edge for joining us tonight and also just being here. Yeah, I know you wouldn't miss it. But I'm sure it means a lot to not only Ian, but everybody else that you're here.
People seem to be happy that I'm here.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to ask you something before we jump in. Free Talk Live this year won the most prestigious award in radio. Sorry for all the Marconi winners out there. This was the Freedom of Speech Award. Mm. Now, you know, maybe the Marconi is more prestigious. It's possible. Depends on what you decide,
what
prestige is. But it's certainly not as exclusive as the Freedom of Speech Award.
Yeah, for me, it's the Freedom of Speech Award. And then when you told me that Ian was going to be presented this award for his work at Free Talk Live, I went and looked at the list of people who've been awarded it prior to him. That's some good company.
Yeah, and Howard Stern, Rush Limbaugh, you know, the biggest names. I received it on Ian's behalf, and when they gave it out, he said that, you know, he gave it to Free Talk Live, to, you know, to Ian, to Free Talk Live, and he would have given it to Mark if I hadn't refused it, right?
Right.
And I did refuse it. I wanted Ian to receive the award solely.
And as well he should. I agree with your decision.
However, I, since Free Talk Live received it, I'm a bit more vain than Ian, and I know it. So I'm in the process
probably
right now.
Probably a wise decision not to take the award then.
So I'm in the process right now, and I want to know what your feedback is on this, of designing myself my own ring trophy, like a Super Bowl ring, as it were. And I just want to know what, you know, how do I justify this? How do I make myself not look quite as vain? Like, I'm very proud of winning this award, and it's the most prestigious award.
I thought
award.
We all agreed you didn't win this award.
Free Talk Live won it, and therefore, by proxy, all of us have won it.
So here's what you do, is you just make a miniature version of the award that's the size of a ring.
Ooh, it's, I like it.
The award itself is
that
just
way, that
a,
way it's like... It's the consolation prize off the game show, right? You get the home version.
The prize itself is just basically one of those hexagonal pieces of, you know, glass or whatever. You know, I mean, it in and of itself isn't the kind of thing that would be particularly noticeable, but the award has been given to some, you know, very close-knit people, and I'm just... I don't know. I'm doing it, and I want to know, you know, how do I justify this to people?
603-283-6160, if you have any ideas for Mark.
There's no justification for anything that you do. But that being said, if it were me, I would call up the people that are always trying to convince you to get a class ring and be like, here's what I want. I need it hexagonal. I need it to have these words printed on it, and I want this, 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 and this gemstone like this. Why not?
That's precisely what I did.
And what you may want to do, too, to sort of limit the vanity, even though you've already said, hey, I'm pretty vain about this kind of thing, is just, you know, make several of them and award them to, you know, other Free Talk Live co-hosts, if you will.
Oh, they aren't cheap.
You know, maybe you can find cheap ones. I don't know. ones that, you know, suffice the co-host.
You're right. That's an idea.
Or whatever. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We actually have Dave Ridley of Ridley Report on with us. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. So I, I have this theory that in civil resistance or civil protest or whatever, distance can be a magnifier. I'm in Colorado right now visiting, so I can't be at the trial in Concord of Ian. So I'm just going to walk down to, I guess you guys have a demonstration scheduled on Monday around 4:45.
Correct. Yeah, it's supposed to kick off at 5 p.m. at the courthouse in Concord. All that information is at thecrypto6.com.
So I guess I'll just go to my nearest federal building, federal courthouse, and just protest there.
Please.
And I would like to. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I said, please do. That's an excellent idea. In fact, if there are other people who, for whatever reason, cannot be in New Hampshire to attend the, you know, the closest thing we have to an official protest for the Crypto Six trial is on Monday. Please, you know, show up at your local FBI office, your local federal courthouse. You know, bring a sign, protest, you know, call press, all that kind of thing.
I'm against showing up at your local FBI office, for the record, just on principle.
Go ahead, Dave.
I wanted to request, other folks to do this if they've got time. Go to, you know, I guess the nearest federal courthouse or whatever.
So are you in Denver or?
I'm in Colorado Springs.
Oh, okay. Because I know Denver has largest fusion center in the country.
That's too bad.
It really is. And for those listeners not aware of what a fusion center is, because of 9/11, they figured, you know, all of these different government agencies just can't talk to each other well enough, so we need to have specialized centers to make sure that we're completely keeping an eye on everyone all the time.
Another place for information to get lost.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or to be stored and then dug up on you the next time anybody in the federal government needs, you know, some reason to point at you. Right, they can reach back into your past decades ago and point at, you know, this little thing that has really no relevance to whatever's going on now and go, see? Ha-ha!
Yep, running torture chambers isn't enough. They have to suck the local lake dry, like in Utah, I guess, to run their supercomputers, to cool their supercomputers that are watching us.
Yeah, I remember that was such a great story of complicity, because if the state just decided, you know, we're not going to give you the water that it takes to cool the supercomputer to spy on every American citizen all of the time, they could have. They almost did. But no, they're going to keep providing that water. They're going to keep helping their owners.
Dave?
That is all.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you, and thank you for your assistance in sharing the protest. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. Still to come tonight, a spoonful of sugar helps the radioactive oatmeal go down. What's that all about?
It's a good title.
We'll find out coming up. It's Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday night edition. 603-283-6160.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
Charges have been dismissed against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder in relation to the Flint water crisis. He's the eighth person to have a case thrown out in the scandal after a unanimous opinion from the state Supreme Court over the summer ruling a one-person indictment is not proper. Carrie Lake challenging her defeat in the Arizona gubernatorial election from last month. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Katie Hobbs, the state's Democratic Secretary of State. The vote count between the two candidates was outside the margin needed to trigger an automatic recount. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kremlin forces have turned the city of Bakhmut in the eastern part of his country into ruins. Russian President Vladimir Putin focusing on the four Ukrainian provinces that he has claimed to have annexed into the Russian Federation. Twitter is being sued for not paying for private flights for one of their executives. The case is in federal district court. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's free, as in unhindered. It's talk, as in conversation. And it's live, as in happening right now. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time and you're listening to this, the phone lines are open. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Bakeless Mountaineer.
And Mark.
Ian Freeman has the night off. I don't know why I just like saying that.
It's a point of pride.
It just sounds like one of those like old school news television things. Like whenever Walter Cronkite was doing a thing, they'd be like, I'm Tom Brokaw, sitting in for Walter Cronkite, who has the night off. Right, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I got that feeling just when you were saying it.
Yeah. At any rate, I want to talk about this horrendous thing that the government has done to unsuspecting children with learning disabilities.
Oh, you mean school?
A very specific type of school. Oh. You know, like if you went to public school, I know I did, there were some kids who were, we'll just say, more challenged at learning than others, at least within, you know, this sort of factory environment of schools. And so the public school system thought, why it'd be a great idea if we just took those types of kids and put them in their own separate special school, right? This is known as many things depending on the time in which you were brought up as a child, but I think the politically correct term is a gifted school.
No, I don't think. I think gifted suggests something different.
I think it does too, but I think that they've fallen under like that type of a moniker recently. But I don't know.
I would. They're usually divided into special needs and gifted and talented.
Right.
And it's only been recently that gifted and talented is considered to be special needs, which kind of duh. Like obviously, right. if you are difficult to challenge, you have special needs. But
when I was growing up, you know, the 8 to 10 year olds who had to go to this school, you know, if they were in regular school and they disappeared, like where did Bob go? And they're like, oh, he's at the retarded school. Right, that's what the 8 to 10 year olds called it. Now the special school, the you know, whatever the terminology is, you know, I'm using politically correct terminology to describe this because.
Well, just to be clear, I have a picture that I've saved on my computer just for these instances of President Kennedy standing in front of a sign for like the school for retarded kids or something like that, because at one point. We use terminology. Retarded was a step up from the terminology that was used at the time.
It was the correct, politically correct terminology to refer to special needs students.
Right. To what, at the time, before that, they called morons, idiots, and, imbeciles, and a variety of terms.
Which they actually had a technical definition for how below average you were would qualify you as an idiot, a moron, or an imbecile.
Right. Hey, so, which one are you? I'm an idiot. Not a moron or an imbecile, though.
And so there was a time when retarded was the medical terminology for this thing. It was like saying you have influenza instead of the flu, right? That was the politically correct term for a period of time.
Oh, and, man, the terms used to be so much better. Because, okay, so even retarded, it literally means held back or slowed.
Right.
And slow is the perfect terminology for all of this. Like, there's quick people and slow people. And that really is... So there's two major parts of intelligence. There's how what they call crystallized intelligence, which is how much information you can, you know, hold in your head and access easily.
So
and
what that's... Is that... that's like the hard drive.
Right.
Hard drive size.
Retention.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And then there's one that's basically your processor speed.
Right, so your RAM. Your RAM size, and your
processor, which is what they call fluid intelligence, which is just literally how quick you are at thinking.
And by the way, it changes day to day and over your life.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, like, you know, you're just not as fast as you were at 50 as you were, or I should say at 80 as you were at 50, and 50 as you were at 25.
And also physical things can affect that as well. And
things you eat.
Well, I'll give you an example. The first time I tried to move to New Hampshire, I got into a horrendous car accident and flipped my 4Runner and the trailer I was towing behind it, and I bonked my head several times in the process of doing so. And also, like, I was getting older, so, like, between the two of those, like, I really feel like I got dumber, like, that week. Right, like I felt a decrease in my cognitive abilities.
Do you think you stepped up at any point back to where you were, or were you just there? This is the new normal.
No, this is the new normal. Yeah, it's just kind of been that way since then. And like I've done things to try and compensate for it. Like I was given the gift of speed reading via public schools. They taught me how to do that by pulling me out of some classes, putting me with some other students that they wanted to like try and teach us speed reading, and so they did. And so I have ways of working around that. If I want to read something, I can skim and pull the main facts and pass a quiz, that kind of a thing, after skimming an article rather than like sitting down reading it in depth. What happens now when I read is I literally fall asleep. It's like my brain just goes.
And then you have to read the same thing 4 different times.
Right. But if I put on my sort of speed reading, goggles, I can, move fast through.
It's like a stutterer who can sing but not, speak.
It feels very much like that. Also, my ability to recall isn't as quick as it used to be. Now, is some of that
but
age?
Everybody,
absolutely.
Everybody will say that's age, right? That's what it's like. I had COVID a couple of years ago, and I got the brain fogs from it, and I've probably clawed my way somewhere between a half and three quarters of the way back from where I was. Mm. Now, it's worth pointing out, I was brilliant before, and it was brilliant after. It's just that trying to get from the lower level of brilliance back to the higher level of brilliance is frustrating. So what I found is no medical treatment worked. I had to do a whole variety of different things. There was, you know, I took some antihistamines for a little while. Supplements, certainly. I didn't think the mushrooms did anything, but they wanted me to take mushrooms. And I've done a bunch of different...
Wait. Now, are we talking
lion's mane
or... okay.
Lion's mane, specifically, not psilocybin. but I would do wonder whether psilocybin would allow me to rewire some things. Yeah, or
you might consider, like just a microdosing regimen for a short period of time, see if that helps.
Right. I really hate... the experience of, it would have to be very micro doses.
Yeah.
I don't like that feeling
right.
that comes from it. I have tried micro doses of psilocybin in the past. Don't like it.
Okay.
But either way, I also did, you know, aerobic exercise in order to increase blood flow in the brain.
Right.
And
oxygenation makes the nervous tissue grow faster.
Right.
It's actually a thing that they found to be a problem in when they have to hook someone up to oxygen is if you do it too much, your nervous system can actually overgrow and cause problems because it's growing too much in one area or ways that it shouldn't grow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So oxygen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oxygen, it promotes nervous tissue growth.
Well, I have done a lot of this square breathing. Mm-hmm. This is like 4 seconds on the intake, 8 seconds to hold it, and then 4 seconds on the exhale. And so maybe I'm getting more oxygen that way. I can tell you it'll make you lightheaded.
Mm. Yeah. Are you getting enough protein?
There's no problem in the consumption of animal products in my life. Right. I just eat a lot of them.
Like some people don't get, like protein will actually enhance your cognitive abilities. If you're not getting enough and you up your intake, it can increase your cognitive abilities because your brain feeds on that.
I pretty much abandon science, and I'll take any piece of advice at this point, and I'll try it. So it's Mark at freetalklive.com for your loony brain growth ideas.
I had a major head injury that reduced my intelligence significantly, and everything I read said you will never get back to where you were. And yeah. I said, screw you, I'm going to find a way. And I did. But eventually age has caught up with me, and like my facility at learning new languages, especially programming languages, is not what it once was.
603-283-6160. We've got your calls and thoughts coming up. Plus, a spoonful of sugar helps the radioactive oatmeal go down. That's coming up. We've got some other stories on deck and in store for you tonight.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Back. Thank you for tuning in and listening to this Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. If you're unfamiliar with our program, you can find out all about us over at freetalklive.com. We do have some cameras available over at watch.freetalklive.com. You can join our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com. We are primarily a nationally broadcast, nationally syndicated radio program, but we also stream live. We also have a podcast version. We're on some satellite stations in Africa, somewhere, sub-Saharan Africa kind of a thing. And
North America.
And North America as well. So you could be listening to us in a variety of ways.
And the podcast is what's really growing.
Yeah, and it will, because that's sort of the dominant form of...
That's what people want to listen to at this time, at least in the United States. But I'm just stunned by the numbers that... We were one of the first podcasts ever.
Yeah.
We were creating MP3 files that people could download and listen to before the word podcast was created.
Right.
Years before the word was created.
Yeah.
I think that one's kind of snuck in under most people's radar, because if you think about like the top 10 podcasts versus the top 10 network shows.
Right.
I mean, podcasts just blow it out of the water, and it makes a completely different information experience, because you're discussing things in depth, yeah, and people go looking for the podcasts.
Before we go on, one of the things Free Talk Live was also first in was talking about Bitcoin at any level.
Mm-hmm.
Pioneering, if you will, Bitcoin, at least in the Keene, New Hampshire area. I know Mr. Freeman personally has made it his mission to get Bitcoin accepted by as many merchants as he possibly could, resulting in a little nice little variety of some businesses here that actually accept cryptocurrency. But Bitcoin.com is the best source for you to learn about cryptocurrency. You can go there right now, click on Get Started at the top of the page, and once you do that, You'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about crypto, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com.
Now, before we go on, I want to talk about the podcast real quick.
Yeah.
You can go to freetalklive.com, and at the top of the page is the, you know, there's some tabs, right? One of them says listen.
Yep.
And once you click on the little arrow, you just have to actually mouse over it, as they call it in the business. You just mouse over this arrow, and it gives you all kinds of listening options. The third one down is called the MP3 Archives, where you can go listen to the podcast that's currently available, and you can sign up for the podcast there. We've made some changes as far as the podcast went, and we've made it so that it, what we believe is more listenable. You know, a radio program is a radio program. We have breaks and these sorts of things, whereas a podcast is sort of uninterrupted. You start listening, you listen the whole way, and you finish listening.
Right.
And what we've done is we've employed a longtime friend of the show, Riley Blake. Blake is his last name?
Yep.
To, you know, modify the radio program version, cut out some bits, and make it so that you can listen. And usually you can get through the podcast in about, 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, he's doing a kick-ass job, too.
Yes. Kick-ass approved.
You would be the expert on that.
So there you go. Go to freetalklive.com. All the information you need is right there to listen to the podcast.
Yeah. And one thing that I absolutely adore about it is that it's completely censorship resistant. I mean, they call it really simple syndication for a reason.
Yep. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Bad Slave calling from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you are on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to some of the First Amendment audit recorders out there.
Sure.
And, you know, find them interesting. And one of the things I'm finding is that, you know, they've arranged it so that there's no reason for any of these LEOs, law enforcement officers, to actually need to ID you. Because, you know, if you're not committing a crime or, you know, show great
I think you might be cutting
evidence
out
that crime has been committed, then there's no reason for them to give you an ID.
Yeah, one of our co-hosts, Joa, he's a First Amendment auditor, and he's on, I'm trying to remember what day he's on, Wednesdays, Thursdays, I don't remember. He talks about, with regards to identification, when an LEO asks you to identify yourself, the only thing you're required to do is give a name. You're not required.
It depends on your state, and this is not legal advice.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, some of the things that I've learned from him is that, depending on your state, of course, that means just giving up your name. It doesn't even have to be, like, your full name. Just be like,
giving your name
Bob.
Is identifying yourself.
Right.
Identify yourself, sir. I am Mark Edge.
Right. It doesn't necessarily mean pulling out some sort of a state-issued document, you know, a driver's license, a passport, something like that. Anyway, go ahead.
A lot of times they just give a first name. But the point is that, you know, if you look beyond the pale, beyond the interaction, you know, what actual positive benefit can anyone receive by giving that information? Because they make an entry in a database.
Right.
And they're,
sometimes it's just to take control of the situation. If you've got, you know, somebody who they, you know, for whatever reason they don't like what they're doing, but it's not illegal.
Mm-hmm.
You ask for if the LEO asks for identification, then now they've got the person doing the thing that they asked them to do. If they have to dig in their wallet and pull out a card and show it to them and that kind of thing,
right?
It just kind of diffuses the situation by their standard.
Yeah, I mean, the one benefit, like, if you are driving and you don't give them a driver's license, you will be in trouble.
That's for sure.
Well, there are people that are bridging that result as well. So, the truth is that we all truly still have a right to travel, and that driver's licenses and registrations, proofs of insurance, all of that stuff is not required to, you know, exercise your right to travel.
Right to travel, but I find it to be a murky subject that I have a difficult time squaring with other rights.
Well, and you also have to jump through hoops to sort of use it, right? This is a thing that you have to be knowledgeable of the laws, both at the local and the federal level. You have to be more knowledgeable than, you know, almost an attorney is at these types of things. You have to know precisely the method and order in which to say certain things in order to, you know, pronounce yourself sovereign and, you know, not a commercial entity traveling on the roads and these types of things. There are people who spend their lives dedicated to studying this stuff, so that they can do it,
right. And they actually have recordings of success. So, right. I mean, we're getting back to that, and I'm really, really encouraged by that truth. I mean, you know, all of the of my cage time that I've spent, which is just short of 2 years, you know, both jail and prison, but all of it has been because of you know, my lack of ability to exercise my right to travel when I have not harmed anyone.
Yeah, and most people will have the same troubles that you've had because they're not knowledgeable enough. They're not, you know, lawyer type of entities. They haven't studied on that level of how to exercise these things and in what order, because the order in which you do these things completely matters as far as when a legal trial is concerned. So the majority of people, until they study this stuff, aren't going to have the knowledge, and then you need to practice it too.
I think it's worth pointing out that a driver's license doesn't make you a better driver.
Right, and my point, and thank you for the call, Bad Slave. My point, as always, is having the right amount of knowledge or the right kind of paperwork does not make you a free man.
Hey, I appreciate the efforts of these people to bring the actual practice closer to what they say they're doing.
Agreed. 603-283-6160. More to come on Free Talk Live, including radio and...
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.